Chung Ming. Hang on,
I did the queue.
Oh, go on then.
Right, okay, ready, go.
Yeah. Hello, we're at Chung Ming Central. Hello, we're here at Chung Ming Central for the new launch of Lagunitas IPA. It was a little percent to make it a bit more palatable for the English market. Let's see what it's like.
Hello and welcome to the Rootless Pub Podcast. So let's crack at the Rootless, actually, not the Rootless Pub Podcast. Straight off, we've got it. She's starting it.
No,
let's go. Yes, welcome. So if you're listening live, good morning. If you're watching it on catch up, good afternoon, good evening, whichever one it is. We've got lots to go through tonight. Brilliant guests in the studio. Lots of really nice drinks that we're going to have a tasting of. So first of all, we've got, obviously, as always, Mr. Ewan Rankin here.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm all right, thank you. Not too bad. A little bit tired. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, I've had enough. I've had crap sleep all week.
Oh, no.
Because I've been drinking.
Why do you have crap sleep? That's what it's good. Drinking. Good question. Yeah.
Drinking.
Well, you were at the cricket as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I got free tickets yesterday to go to the cricket, and it was just like, I've got loads of stuff I need to do, but free crickets for England, Australia.
Did them! What a match as well. What a match.
Yeah. Yeah, two of you are big cricket guys.
And the thing that's really cool, though, was I was watching all the players, and they were walking around like they were just in, totally disaffected by everything. They were really in the zone. It was really cool to watch. For Sunday, I think we could do it. We could really do it.
Good. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Lovely. We've also got Jane Weaver here of Jane Weaver Limited.
Hi.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How are you? This first podcast, isn't it?
It is my first podcast, so a little bit nervous, but you're going to show me how it's done.
Well, no, I'm going to show you. Do the opposite of what I do. Nothing to be nervous about. It's just, we'll just have a bit of a laugh. It'll be fine, absolutely fine. And we've also got Andy here from Lagunitas Brewing Company. So really nice to meet you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you ever so much for inviting me over.
No problem. Mate, it was really brilliant. We met
us.
I know, yeah.
The moon.
Ewan kind of jumped on you. Yeah, he was like, yeah.
I brought beer.
Yeah, he brought beer.
That's where I went wrong.
Andy's my best friend.
Anybody who brings beer is always a good friend.
Yeah. We met at Chung Ying, didn't we, the other night for the, they were having a Lagunitas, they've had it installed in Chung Ying now. And you were there doing a test and things like that, though, weren't you?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We were part over there for a networking event and a brilliant, 70 professionals from around Birmingham.
Yeah.
And just great. Obviously, they're all drinking my beer. So I really couldn't complain. 70 people who predominantly never drunk my beer before.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity to get beer into their hands, get them trying it. And I think what a great way to showcase it for Chung Ying.
Yeah. And everyone really loved it. That was organised by Simkis. And networking events by them are always fantastic, aren't they? You get a really good mix of people in there. So that was a really good event. Yeah, and everyone was a little bit...
well-oiled.
Well-oiled. It was a great atmosphere.
If you're going to have a beer launch
and
everyone walks away sober, don't sell the beer.
It's not going to be successful for the installation.
Everyone walked away happy, shall we say.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely very happy. I think lots of beer, a few takeaways for people there as well. A few bits of schwag, as we like to say.
Yeah.
Schwag?
Schwag,
I haven't heard that before.
We're talking of schwag. Everyone, because at the moment, you haven't qualified it. You look like you've been cleaning.
Rocking a bandana.
I've just come in from the land.
Come in from the land, I've just been turning turf, as we'd say in Ireland.
That is a bandana.
It's a bandana. It's really cool. So
sporting one of my Lagunitas bandanas, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. So that's for your event coming up next weekend or the weekend after?
Yes, next weekend. Yeah. So we've got our beer circus down in London, a venue called Flatiron Square. It's a charity event. Last year, we managed to raise £15,000 for Wild at Heart Foundation. And this year, we're working with Street Vets, so an organisation that help the homeless with, helping out their pets. So,
now, I've had a bit to do with Street Vets because I did the Christmas event at Euston. I filmed that.
Oh, excellent. Yep.
For the homeless people. And they were great. They were brilliant. They took all the animals in. They gave them free treatment. And they're a fantastic organization.
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the big things for us at Lagunitas is that we always love to give back to the community wherever possible. And we love to work with organizations that, have a similar ethos to us, to ourselves at Lagunitas. We're a big dog loving brewery. So works perfectly for us.
It's in your branding as well, isn't it? It's really cool on all your business cards and everything.
So if people want to go to it, you can go on Eventbrite.
Yep. So head over to Eventbrite. We've got two sessions. So one running from 12:30 till 5:00 and then the second running from 6:30 until 11:00. Tickets work out to, I think it's £20, but that gives you two beers on entry. And any of the money that we raise on the door is actually going to Street Vet. So, as nice. I say, it is all for a good cause.
Yeah.
We've got some brewery friends coming over as well. So I think there are five other breweries that are attending. We've got some amazing music that's going to be happening and some quite quirky circus acts. So expect to see things that you then can't unsee. I think that's really the...
I love the sound of this. So you had one. Will you tell us about one that from last year?
Yeah, so there was a guy last year who was there and he was being swung from his skin on meat hooks. It was quite a sight to behold. It really is. As
Sorry,
I say,
just to clarify, you want people to go?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think that's it. It's a completely different breakaway from your usual circus. That's what we're going for. And there'll be some, there'll be some games as well. Some more opportunities to win swag along the way as well.
Swag, I love swag. Swag. I'm going to start. I want some rootless swag. Swag. That's a cool word, that is.
And are you launching, because you're going to talk us through the beers later. Don't spoil it now. We build up to that. But are you launching these there as well?
Yeah, so we've got two beers here today we're going to be trying. One of them's been in the UK for a while. One of them we've only recently launched into the UK. So we're going to be trying that for you guys this afternoon.
Fab. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. right, so let's have a quick chat about what's coming up this weekend. Yeah. So we've got some really cool stuff coming up this weekend. The first one is the Birmingham Cocktail Weekend. So that's starting today. There's a whole load of different pubs, organisations, venues taking a part of that. A few of them are going to be obviously Chung Ying. They've got it. Lost and Found, Picture and Piano. Hippodrome are doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, so the... Anyone that doesn't know what that is, it's the you're going to the one at Chung Ying, aren't you?
Yes, I'm invited to the one at Chung Ying. I'm going with Adam, who does all the social media.
And,
I'm not a great cocktail person.
I love cocktails.
They make me sick.
They make you sick? No, that's because you drink too many of them.
If I go out and drink beer, I can drink beer and I come home and I might have a bit of a thud the next morning, but I'm generally, just looking for some scrambled eggs in the morning on toast or something, try and soak up, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas if people start chucking and beer into, and then shoving a cocktail in.
Yeah, you have to do one or the other.
Morning,
you can't be doing both.
A bit dicey.
Yeah, so. Defo, yeah. So the cocktail festival is basically where you, they go to whichever the first venue is and buy a wristband.
Yeah, it's £10 for a wristband, I think. And
£10,
then you get a deal on the cocktail because you're in the event.
Yeah, yeah. So each time then, when you've got your wristband and you go to the next venue, and you go in and you'll get their chosen cocktail of the weekend at a reduced rate.
It's kind of a way of flowering up a pub crawl and making it look acceptable, isn't
it? It's making it look sophisticated.
Well, it's
isn't
a great
it?
Way to go and see Birmingham as well, of course, isn't it?
Oh, all the sites, absolutely.
Yeah. It does, but also it's really good. I think there's about, is it 25, 30 different
there's
venues?
There's a lot of venues. We
so
scrolled through them this
morning.
It's
definitely well worth your £10.
We have to admit, we were scrolling through looking for our mates, which is the picture of the piano.
Yeah.
Anna and Lost and Found, Laura and Anna, and then... Will at Chung Ying. So those
Hippodrome.
Are the, those
I was
are the
surprised
big
the Hippodrome are doing it. They're really getting involved in so many different stuff now. Yeah. Obviously, Will's cocktails are pretty amazing at Chung Ying. We've frequented
a few times. We have helped in trying to name a few, haven't we?
Yeah, we get a WhatsApp. We're part of a WhatsApp group, aren't we? And every now and then, there'll be when they're doing a guest cocktail coming up, it'll be, right, these are the ingredients, help me name it. And so some of the names are like, whoa.
Are,
so
are you going to do a rootless cocktail? Or do you already?
Well,
there's a thought.
Yeah. A rootless cocktail, but what is on the cards is, and this is hot off the press, no one knows this, there is going to be a rootless beer.
Wow.
What?
So we're going to get a bottle of beer. It's going to be all rootless pub bottle beer,
I hope I can be involved in the tasting and evolution of that.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Me too. Totally. Yeah, we need a professional.
Cool. Yeah.
Wouldn't call me a professional.
not that I'm not, no. Yeah. I've spoken to a couple of different breweries and just figuring out who's going to actually, it's one, there's loads and loads of expert brewers out there, but it's also, I think it's when it's something so personal as well to me and the Rootless Pub, I want it also to have a relationship with the brewery. So you can kind of have a bit of crack, a bit of a laugh in and things like that. And it's kind of evolved. It's going to be...
I'm kind of excited now.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
That's excellent news.
Yeah, that's the first time that's actually become public knowledge. You got a hot off the press there. A hot off the press.
Tease.
Yeah.
And then the rootless cocktail will follow.
The rootless cocktail will follow, The rootless cocktail won't be so hard, though, because that's just literally... I'll sit in my kitchen and go, we've got that, like that, and then we'll just mix it up.
Were you doing alcohol-free bar yesterday?
fully alcoholic free beer. Yeah, it was actually brilliant. Yeah, we only had.
I think kind of switch off after I saw that.
But. Yeah. We only had about three people that came and said, "Oh, can I have a wine or have a no, sorry, it's non-alcoholic." But you can make the non-alcoholic cocktails just so nice now. You don't always have to have alcohol. It aids it. It's a nice thing for the evening ones.
I've got a recipe a mojito that's alcohol free. My kids love it.
Yeah. That's one other thing that's great about when you're doing family ones. I'll always try and have some sort of a non-alcoholic cocktail on there because it's just so much nicer for the kids. They feel special as well. But the
feel involved. I think that's one of the great things of course as well.
Yeah, it's so hard to kind of like, okay, we do badge ourselves as like being responsible. You're talking about responsibly drinking.
Well, and I don't badge myself. I'm a licensed alcoholic, I have to be. Like,
it's hard when you get into, because there's no getting away from the fact that when you're an adult, there's a sociable element and there's a team building element in unifying friends when you go out and you have a function that's entertaining and includes alcohol sometimes.
Totally, yeah.
But you don't want to introduce a drinking culture to kids that's going to go negative for them.
Yeah.
But there is also a very big positive associated with social events that they have to get into. Yeah. So a mocktail is really perfect for doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
And it still doesn't, because they know it's not alcohol.
Yeah.
So it doesn't introduce a culture of drinking that is a negative. I know, being around beer rugby clubs, they used to do beer pong, but they did it with Coke.
Mm.
But all of the drinking games were banned because it was putting this culture of drinking in.
I think that's wise, I wouldn't be comfortable with doing any sort of games like that.
But a mocktail, my kids know that there's no alcohol in it.
Yeah.
But it's something that tastes sweet, it tastes nice, they enjoy it, and they're drinking the same thing as you are.
Yeah.
You're dead right there.
Definitely. Do Lagunitas do any non-alcoholic beers or anything like that?
Nothing alcohol free yet. Well, though, that being said, we have launched something in the US which is called Hop Refresher.
Right.
So it's a carbonated water that we've then added hops to it. So it's no calories, no carbs, no sugar.
Mm.
And actually, we find that is actually a really good alternative. We are bringing that over for the circus. It's something that we're trying to look at within the UK, but I think everything takes a bit of time. But I really enjoy it. I've had it quite a few times, and it's quite a product that can be used for so many different things. It can be a sparkling water with hop flavoring.
Yeah,
it could be treated like an alcohol-free beer, or we can also use it in as a mixer for cocktails. And so when we're at the circus next week, we will be doing some hop refresher cocktails as well. That'd be quite exciting. I think I've got a couple of bottles at home in the fridge. I should have brought them.
Send them over.
Yeah.
Send them over. We'll do it on another podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
How long has Lagunitas been going then?
So we've been brewing now for 26 years.
Wow.
26 years. Started up in 1993.
Yeah. Yes. San Francisco, actually.
Just north of San Francisco. So actually not too far from the town of Lagunitas, which is probably about 40 minutes north of San Francisco, really. Tony, our founder, started brewing at home. He'd been given a homebrew set by his brother-in-law. He started brewing it. And the first few beers, not bad. I think there were quite a few that weren't as good. But of course, one of the great things about Tony was he always wanted to improve. And so he just kept on trying. He took out all the books and started to learn as much as he possibly could about brewing. And 26 years later, here I am. So
what a great story.
Yeah, nice.
It's fantastic.
So you said it's Petaluma as well.
So we moved from Lagunitas. So once Tony was evicted from the house, because unfortunately he had a few boil overs when it came to his brewing. So unfortunately, naturally, with all the sugars, it becomes quite a flammable substance. And so I think he set fire to the stove once. So he was politely asked to leave. So then he took up residence in a tack shop, actually, or behind a tack shop. And then after about a year or so, he outgrew that and was also asked to leave. But that's for another reason. I think putting things into the septic tank and it didn't quite agree. So we then moved over to Petaluma, which is basically where our home has been for the last 24 years, really.
Mm-hmm. So The Rootless is on our podcasting network, the British Tech Network, and people of that will know Leo Laporte, who does a tech podcast in Petaluma.
Oh, excellent.
Been out there. Chicken farming country.
I love Petaluma. It's such a fantastic town to go to.
Yeah.
And I think one of the great things about what we've done at Lagunitas is try to really build ourselves and to be part of the community. I think that's one of the biggest things for us. Naturally, we employ a lot of people within the local area, so we always love to give something back. We actually use our brewery space quite frequently. So we've got what we like to call a mini amphitheatre. And
oh,
it's
cool.
A space where we put on gigs, or we actually open up the space to the community and say to people, if you want to have a base for an event or anything, use this space for free.
Yeah.
let's, you know, give back to the community, use the space. We'll, you know, provide you with some of the beer and any of the money that you make. We take over the bar and go towards your event and any of the charities that you're supporting.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah, as I say, I think charity has been such an important thing for us at Lagunitas, probably since day dot. When Tony was first brewing and putting beer into kegs, he would go and sell out 6 kegs, but then always one of those kegs that was left over was always given up to somebody for an event. And he said, you know, use this to help raise money for a charity. And I think it's something that he always wanted to be part of the mantra.
Yeah, that's really a good story. Nice.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, that is, yeah. You can leave now. You can't beat that.
I'll get my coat.
Not with his beer, though.
Yeah.
No, leave the beer. All the glasses.
Told you it'd be good.
Babylon. Right, also, we have coming up Summer in Southside.
Summer in Southside, this weekend. This is a good one, isn't it? We talked a little bit about this last week.
But. Yeah, small bit about it, yeah. So Summer in Southside, that's Saturday and Sunday, 12 till 5. And it's all around the Southside area, so all around Jewellery Quarter. Loads and loads and loads of stuff going on. You got arts and crafts, that massive big inflatable moon that's coming as well.
It's going to be moon landings as well.
Moon landings,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
50 years.
Yeah. That's why it's the space theme for this one now. So every year they do this, and then they bring in different themes for it. It's aimed around the 50 years. Yeah.
I remember I watched you know, like they do the things where. The astronauts on the space station like link up to a school and do questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember watching one of those with
is it Tim
Hadfield? Chris Hadfield. And one of the questions was, do you have beer on the space station?
Yeah.
And he said, well, number one, it's carbonated. So carbonated stuff wouldn't work very well in space because all the gas wants to get out.
Yeah.
He said, but also he said, the last thing you want is alcohol on a place where if something goes wrong, you're going to die if you don't get it fixed.
Yeah.
A little bit. Wow. The weather.
Yeah. Talk about pressure.
Yeah. Alcohol and anything. It's like when you have a really big meeting, the worst thing you can do is have, it's a fine line, isn't it? A small little nerve settler can be good. But go over that and you can just completely ruin it because it's just...
Do you think on the space station they've got a bottle of brandy behind a glass?
What, just hidden away somewhere?
Dutch courage.
Yeah. No, I doubt it.
Maybe. Maybe something for the future.
Yeah. I could hide it somewhere. Yeah. So what's...
You get an alcoholic in space is going, I know there's some brandy somewhere on this space station.
Can you imagine if there is someone up there now watching this podcast, and there might be up there watching it live on Facebook, thinking, I wonder if there is actually brandy around somewhere, and they go have a little route around the cupboards.
Mia probably has some vodka.
You think?
No. Oh, yeah, I would expect so.
No.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't, really.
Yeah.
Let's move on before we get
into let's move on from it. We get a whole load of people in trouble.
Well
yeah.
done to... It's 50 years. I can't believe that's 50 years.
Yeah. Time flies, doesn't it? Yeah. The only 8 years before I was born.
Thanks.
No problem. Yeah, let's definitely move on.
I remember watching it.
I'll stay quiet.
No, I remember watching it.
Do you?
Yeah, I was a toddler, but I remember watching it on a black and white TV. I mean, mum and dad had, and they've still got it at home. They've got a copy of Life magazine, which has got the picture of Armstrong stood.
Yeah.
I'm a child of Apollo, most definitely.
Very nice.
Love that stuff.
I've
got all
been
the mission
there.
Patches as well. One of the listeners, I was talking about Apollo, saying how much I loved it. And one of the guys in America got me Chris. He got me Eschweiler. He got me all the, he went to Houston and he bought all the mission patches on display things.
Oh, really, how really kind.
Cool. That's so generous of him.
Yeah, really, that's cool. A really nice thing to do. Oh, I went to Cape Cod once years ago, but we were that far back. Because it's a bit, if anyone ever been there, it's like a massive coach journey into it. You get in, I fell asleep on a coach on the way in, got there, and you're miles away back from seeing anything because you can get closer, but we'd just gone these ones where you're just on the coach. I just went, shh, and I went, oh.
Didn't you get a sense of the noise, though? That kind of stuff. People say even miles away, you still get like a
it was noisy. Yeah, it was noisy. I think I was too young to appreciate it.
Right.
I think as you get older, you those things are better off doing when you're, or either repeat doing them when you're older, and you can kind of look at it again and go, oh, right, okay, it was actually quite spectacular.
I think you're right, though. I was once, I didn't go to Cape Cod, I chose to go to the beach instead, but we definitely, and to drink some beer, but we definitely got a sense of when it went up and things like that. So I think you're right, even if you're kind of in that location, you get a sense of the power and the noise there as well.
And you know it makes it rain?
No.
Because they're burning hydrogen. The act of burning hydrogen uses the hydrogen with oxygen.
Yeah.
So it's
didn't know that.
Two hydrogen and one oxygen, H2O.
H2O.
So it rains after.
Oh, there you go. You're a very smart man.
No, I watched the thing on Jeremy Clarkson. there was a program that Clarkson did called Speed.
Yes.
It was about how fast the thing went out. And he stood in a field. They worked out where the wind was going to blow.
Yeah.
And he stood in a field and it's like this bright summer's day and all of a sudden he's getting soaked because it's raining in the field. It's the H2O.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So if I can find that program, give it a watch.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got to be on Netflix.
Netflix, YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It's always Dave. You'll be on Dave.
Absolutely.
Clarkson's always on Dave somehow.
How have they not renamed it Jeremy Clarkson yet?
Yeah.
That was a great advert for Summery Southside, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
A slight
sorry.
Summery Southside. Get yourself down there this weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, 12 till 5. Ms. Weaver.
Oh, not very formal.
Very, very welcome.
That's not what you usually call me.
No, the blonde bombshell.
Or pain in the neck.
No. So Jane, I work with Jane. She's my business consultant. And to be honest, has been a massive contribution actually to the Rootless Pub and its growth.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very much appreciated for everything you do for us. But tell us about Jane Weaver Limited, Jane.
Oh, wow. Jane Weaver Limited actually really likes working with people like you. Because as I've said to you before, you inspire me so much, seeing your passion and your energy and the way that you, the things that you've achieved as the Rootless. Because I met you right at the start.
Yeah, when you we met about two months after I started the company, wasn't
it? Yeah, when you were just starting. And you took me right back to when I went into business and I was PA and led a management buyout. And now I can't believe how cheeky I was, but but we did it. And you took me right back there to that drive and passion. Mm. And you still, I've known you quite a while now and still... You inspire me all the time, Mary. And I love that you do so many different things.
Yeah.
I love that you do so many different things. You're innovative and very supportive of everyone around you as well. You are going places.
Oh, thanks, Jane. You can leave now as well. Fantastic. Thank you. That's really kind. Thank you. I think it's really important because when we met, I didn't even have business cards or anything. Oh. It was just very much I'd had an idea and went with it and just ran. So to be able to connect with supportive people around you when you're at that baby stage of a company is just, it's essential. You have to have, because one, it's extremely lonely, but also if you haven't done, which I had never really had much business dealings whatsoever, you have to have people around that you can either ask advice off or bounce ideas off. Or
business coaches are kind of are really useful, particularly myself. I've got a good, strong business background. I was in logistics, which is quite a tough industry, but I'm thankful every day for the things that it taught me, like keeping an eye on the money, marketing and kind of things like that. I didn't realise until I was well in it how much I would learn from that. But when you are starting out, it's good to just have someone just to say, have you thought about doing this?
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that? And that's kind of what we talked about, wasn't it? You just need to do this. So you're the passion and the drive and, if you like, the excitement and the adventure, but you do need somebody to go, hang on a minute,
Calm down. Remember,
you've got to do these little bits.
Absolutely. Because I think when it's your pack like mine, I get very excited and I am also very driven and I know where I want it to go and I know what I want to achieve in it. So we work well together because you don't try and frame how I want the company to grow. You just take what I say and go,
I wouldn't dare. So
this, this podcast was brought to you by Jane Weaver Limited.
We like Jane Weaver Limited. Jane Weaver's good.
It's a mutual feeling.
Yeah, we've got like a real, what's the opposite to a bromance? We've got a...
Cis-mance.
Girl rant.
A cis-mance. A girl rant. A cis-mance. A woman-mance. A cis-mance.
That sounds like something someone picks up after a one-night stand. Don't go there.
Kind of territory where you can get it woefully wrong.
I'm not going there. Okay, we won't do it. I'm a coach. I'm going to tell you not to do that.
Cool. Right. Wait, should we do some of these tastings? I don't know about you. No, I'm a bit thirsty.
We invited Andy here because we want Lagunitas beer. Now, we've got some video footage of us at Chongying, which I'm going to sprinkle through the podcast in a minute. So if you're watching on Facebook or you've got the Facebook Live page up, go to Crack at the Rootless on iTunes or on BritishTechNetwork.com, and there'll be some extra video footage there of us tasting the beers for the first time because we both tasted it heavily. Heavily tasted it.
And really liked it.
And we did like it.
And leave reviews. Yeah. If you do go over there, please leave some reviews.
Yeah, we've got a few reviews. Well, actually, there's a few reviews out at the end.
Yeah, okay. Apparently someone left a 4.5 star. Don't know why it wasn't 5.
No, we haven't had enough. That's why it's
Oh, is that why they're doing that? Oh, they're all 5?
They're all 5 so far.
Yay!
Unless you've got 6 reviews or 8 reviews, you don't get a rating. That's why.
More reviews. Right, so how many's on this over?
We've got 8 reviews on the audio, and we've got 4 on the video.
So if we can, during this podcast, if everyone can pop over there, and that while they're on there, just put them on, and then we can hopefully we'll be up to the limit then to get them all on.
Brilliant. So what have we got here then?
So this is our daytime. This is a new beer we just launched into the UK as of February this year. We've really tried to bring that session IPA is such an important sector at the moment. So for this 355ml bottle, it's 98 calories.
Really?
Yeah.
Girls.
Exactly. I think that's
really biggest. Nice because it's such ale. It's such a male-orientated beer.
Yeah.
And women really like it. It's such a shame. That's...
Yeah. But you get that lashings of flavour on the nose, but then on the palate it's quite nice and light and really easy drinking. Thank you.
That was
really
genuine surprise.
It is really nice. I'm not a beer drinker. I said that to you. That is really, really lovely.
Nice. That's exactly what we're trying to go for, is something that is easy drinking, refreshing. And then
nice.
Where we're
and
trying
that's
to take
4%.
That's 4%. So that's low calorie.
I'm going to sniff first because David Glenn might tell me to sniff. I really got the lemony.
Yeah. You can sit straight away, you get it, don't you, straight away?
Absolutely.
I could drink that.
It's not too
bitter, I think that's
it's good.
This is our IPA. So we've been brewing our IPA now for 25, 26 years. So it's actually the best-selling IPA in the world now. So we're really privileged to have that. I think it's one of those beers where it has, as I say, a big step up in comparison to the daytime.
Yeah.
Obviously a lot more filling on the palate, so you get a bit more of the resinous nature from the hops, so a bit more
still
fine.
Not bittery, or like, you know, it's sometimes really strong nerves have got that aftertaste. You don't really get that.
Right, so this is my test.
This is your test?
This is my test, because I don't...
So, have a little sniff again. Obviously, it's good to have a sniff in comparison.
So there's not as much citrusy there, is there?
No, so I think this is the big thing, and also how the market is changing, because going back 25 years ago when we first brewed this, it was a very different style. You know, people weren't... This was quite a hoppy beer in comparison, whereas now...
That's a really nice beer. I thought I was coming here tonight, and I wasn't going to like anything. I was like, I'll have one just for the camera, and then I'll go into the lager or something. Yep.
Welcome to my world.
Right, where do you want me?
Well...
Here, excellent.
Let's see, so...
So we've got two beers to try today.
Yeah.
So the first one, I thought we'd start off with something nice and easy and a bit more sessional. So this is our...
If you back up a little bit, you get in the shot then. Or close together, you can touch. You won't get pregnant.
So this is our daytime session IPA. This is a beer that we've recently launched in the UK, probably about February this year. Mm-hmm. It's 4% session IPA, so it's really easy drinking. What I love about this beer is it's a great way to introduce people into IPAs, really. So it's quite light. It's not too heavy on the hops, but it's still quite aromatic. Give you a quick taster.
So one of the things, because it's well known, I'm not a hoppy beer lover. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Dave Glenn writes on me, so when we came to the Lagunitas thing, these are great glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take pride of place in our studio, mate. So one of the things that David Glenn writes told me, who's a taster, and we're going to get him on the show, he said, spend a good bit of time sniffing it first and prepare your taste buds before you do it. And it was interesting because Andy said exactly the same thing unprompted. So, and when I did, I've got to say, seriously enjoyed it far more than I think.
I think the big thing is, as we do with everything, so when it comes to eating or drinking, much of that, the taste actually comes through smell. So I think it is so important to smell your beer, and it's also a great way to kind of get excited about the beer you're having. I think that's one of the great things. So always do give it a nice good sniff before.
Are you supposed to swill it round, or will it just, is it like wine where you're meant to do all that stuff, or can you just smell it?
Marie, can you turn the mic down and make sure it goes to Andy's mouth, because none of that's going to come out, I don't think.
Cool.
I think for me, actually, because it's a carbonated beer, naturally, with the bubbles bursting, it's going to let out that aroma. So for me, I don't think you need to do as much of the swilling when it comes to beer. Yeah. I just like to give it a good sniff. And also, just having a look at it as well, you can see, hopefully you can see, this beer is quite a nice, light and pale.
There you go.
It's really clear as well. You can taste a real clarity.
Yeah, it's a really nice, like, straw, almost straw-like colour to it.
Yes.
And what I love about this beer as well is the fact that it's only 4%. It's actually, for this 355ml bottle, it's only 98 calories as well. So
I love this. Yeah, I got excited about this.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Less than a can of Coke. And I think this is a great way to introduce people into the world
of IPAs. This is less than a can of Coke?
I think I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. All right, cool. And it's slightly cloudy. Is that...
So one of the big things about us at Lagunitas, we don't pasteurise our beer, of course, so there's no heat treatment of it. And we do fine our beers or filter some of them, But when we do filter, we like to leave a bit behind as well, because I think one of the great things is that actually that's where a lot of flavour is there as well.
Yeah.
So it has got a slight kind of slightly almost hazy nature to it, but it's nothing too bad.
Because it's yellow, it's keen out on the green.
Nice.
It's about as good as vodka at the moment.
On the space station.
Mary wore a yellow top the other week, and you could see straight through to the back. She had to put a high vis on her to make sure she's today.
I was going to say, good thing not wearing a green T-shirt.
Yeah, and our uniforms are green.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, the T-shirts are green, so I'm having to get new ones made up. So
we can key you out against blue, but I'm not painting the wall.
That seems fair. That seems fair.
Right, so what was the verdict on that, Jane? Now, you're not a beer drinker.
I am not a beer drinker. In fact, I did tell you that I'd not heard of IPA. Someone asked me to get a pint of it the other day, and I went, what? What? And he had to say IPA three times. I really like the smell of it, so that was a really good tip for me. It smells wonderful and really refreshing.
You said grapefruit, and that was it, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Grapefruit. I think that's what we tried to go for. We use a lot of American hops with this. And one of the great things about some of the hops that we use, that they do impart that grapefruit flavour. And I think that's one of the nice things about it, is it's still quite light on the palate, but it's still so, flavoursome. So I think that's one of the great things. It doesn't fill you up. Well, you have this tagline that it's light on all the things that weigh you down.
Yeah.
So it's light on calories, it's light on ABV, light in body, but then still so flavoursome.
But the hoppy flavour really complements it. It comes in at the end, and it's not overpowering. It really does complement it well.
I thought that, because it's actually the hoppy flavour that I'm not that keen on. I definitely don't like lagers and kind of things like that. But I actually thought that was really refreshing. I would drink that.
Excellent.
Yeah, really refreshing.
I think that's one of the great things.
Otherwise, you can't have the other one.
Got to finish it off, haven't you? Yeah.
When we were at Chongying as well, you matched this with some of their dishes.
Yes.
So which one did you match this one with?
So because it's a slightly lighter style of beer, I wanted to match it alongside a slightly lighter dish. So we went with some crispy cod cheeks. And I thought that what would work perfectly for this, because of the citrus element, it works nicely alongside the fish. Naturally, with a little bit of carbonation as well, it helps cut through that tempura batter as well. And I thought it matched really, really well. We had a lot of people coming back and saying that they thought that worked perfectly.
It did. I think I had about maybe four, possibly five of them. It was absolutely delicious.
I went back to the table after about 10 minutes and I was amazed it was all gone. That was my dinner.
Yeah, you were going to have takeaway going
Mr.
home.
Mr Wong's food is
amazing. Yeah, it's pretty special, isn't it? Yeah, but that was really good.
If you get a chance,
really
go back to Cantonese, because you can have some stuff there that's proper.
Mm.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Is this just going to be in Central or in Cantonese?
So I think it's going into Cantonese as well. So I think IPA, so the beer we're going to try second, is available on draft. And I think they've had bottles go into both. So the daytime bottles that we'll be trying now, I think are in both Central and Cantonese.
Perfect. Fab, fab, fab. Yes. Should we go on to the next one?
Finish that.
Hey?
You've got to finish that.
Oh, I've put a bit too much in. I'm going to have to do the old...
You might be here for another couple of hours.
Going down well. All gone. Wow. Responsible drinking, of course.
Tasty.
We have poured small amounts out here. We're not drinking.
I know. I had a big load of it.
I'll do a smaller amount on this one.
Yes, please, if you don't mind. Yeah.
I've got coffee and we've got time.
Hey.
I'm going to go anywhere today.
Well, I'm not driving anyway, so it's no big deal for me.
Perfect. So the second beer we're trying today is our IPA. Here we go.
So this is actually a beer that we've been brewing now for 24 years, mm-hmm. give or take. It was actually the beer that really helped Lagunitas get to where we are today. It probably equates to about 60% of all of the beer that we produce. It's our best-selling beer, and actually I believe it's now the best-selling IPA in the world. So, awesome.
Yeah, this is a really cool.
Yeah. So this one is, so this is the kind of the original, so it's 6.2%, kind of takes its homage from the original IPAs from the UK. So naturally IPAs were originally beers that were being shipped over to India, and because of that they needed to be slightly stronger and also a little bit hoppier.
So it'd last the journey?
Absolutely, yeah. So you need to have that slightly higher ABV and also the hops, because it just adds to that longevity of the beer. And it was a beer style that over in America they hadn't really experienced. You know, go back to the late 70s and there were only 40 breweries in the US, and a lot of it was your light lagers and that style. And so they started to drink a lot more from within Europe. And of course that involved a lot of the English IPAs. And so they were trying these beers and thinking, wow, we really like these, but we want to put our own typical American twist on it. So went back to the bit more towards the traditional style. So this is a 6.2%. It uses English barley, but then it's also a nice number of American hops as well. Rumour has it's about 47 different varieties.
Really? In the one recipe?
I'm yet to see all 47 that have gone into it, but I leave that to the brewers. You know, I have every faith that, you know, they do a fantastic job for us. And I think what we end up with this is that it's a fantastic mixture of, you know, that malt base that gives it that caramel nature.
Yeah.
But then
it does come through when you taste it.
And then you get the hoppy nature that comes through just towards the back end as well.
Yeah, now one of the things that David said to me was, because he knows I'm not a great hop lover, he said the problem is when you're not a hop lover, you tend to focus on the hops rather than setting yourself up and say, right, I know they're going to be there, but look for the caramels and the chocolatey heaviness flavours that you get from the malts and try and make your taste buds want to find those and not look for the hops. And you get a completely different thing out. So Jane, that's probably more than the limit you can manage, isn't it, that one? You're struggling with that.
Yeah, that's not particularly for me. One, because it really does taste quite strong.
Yep.
So I'd say that anyone that likes a strong beer are really going to like that. But yeah, that's
But it's interesting, if I say that to you, about look for the caramel flavour in it instead of looking for the hot flavour.
And if you smell it as well, Jane, before you have it, because it prepares your palate for what you're about to taste.
It prepares the palate. I think it's all about it's getting those smells in, because I think it's so important as part of it, because there'll be some parts that obviously we smell more than what we actually taste on the actual sipping of the beer.
Yeah.
So I think there's quite a lot that kind of, it's all about that whole process for me.
Yeah.
It's definitely the first one for me, because I found that was really refreshing and I could taste all the flavours. But as a non-beer drinker, the second one not for me, but I can see why people would like it.
Absolutely. And I think one of the great things that we have, and what I do quite a lot of with our events, is trying to see where we can match the food alongside the beer as well.
Yeah.
So we talked about how I did the crispy cod cheeks alongside the first one. With this IPA, I actually matched it alongside some crispy pork belly and a sticky glaze. And that worked beautifully, because again, you've got that slightly, you know, that fatty nature with the pork belly. Mm-hmm. You need to have something that's going to stand up to it. And with an IPA like this, where it has got a bit more body and a lot more flavour, it stands up to it quite nicely. Again, the carbonation cuts through the fattiness quite nicely as well. So again, it's all about trying to find that balance between the two, so it complements. I think that's the real key thing that we're trying to aim for.
Yeah, and it did that when you had a bite of the crispy the pork belly and then some of that, it was delicious. Yeah. Really, really delicious.
I think it really helps that, of course, the pork belly was absolutely phenomenal anyway. So when you've got great food and you're pairing it alongside some goddamn good beer, I mean, you've got a match made in heaven. So
again, third mouthful there now, and I'm starting to not notice. I'm starting to get a lot more from it. I'm not, and even if you don't like a beer, you can appreciate the smoothness of it, which I have done with other beers that I don't like. But I actually now I've had my third swig of that. That's a lot more palatable, a lot more easy to drink.
I think the big thing for me, always trying to get that balance. And as I say, you know, I think we've got some of the best brewers in the world working for us, and it is always about trying to achieve that balance. So making sure that the hops are well balanced to both the malt and then also the alcohol, because I think one of the big things is this is 6.2%, and you know what? I don't I don't feel like it's 6.2%. It doesn't. Yeah. You don't get a burn or anything like that. It is so well balanced into the beer, and I think that's what helps it.
Because it's 6.2% as well, what I really like is the glasses.
Yes.
So they're not pint glasses, they're the two-thirds. And that's really sensible when it's a high... We've spoke about this a few times. When it's a high ABV, you have to be careful giving out pints of such a strong beer. And you've really recognised that and put it into the smaller glasses. And they're just such cool glasses as well.
The one that we went for the launch for, though, on Wednesday night, that was at 5.5?
Yeah, so we've got on draft for our IPA. We've actually altered the ABV coming into the UK. So it's 5.5%. Mostly because, you know, we really recognise that the culture within the UK for drinking, it is so different to anywhere else in the world. You know, we're so used to our pint culture and session. I think that's the big thing for us. So when you've got beers over in the US that are slightly higher ABV, their pint size is actually smaller. So it made sense for us to have a look at it and reassess and come back with a slightly... Absolutely.
I thought you made a really, really good point about the food as well, because as soon as you were talking about the pork belly, I could almost, even though it's not my first choice of beer, I could see that the taste of that would actually work really well.
And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy so much about this, about my job, is going around and having these kind of events.
You love your job, don't you? You
great
can tell it,
job.
You really
I kind of have to. But no, I think, as I say, I'm really privileged to work for such a great brewery. And I really do love the beers that we produce. We do some really exciting events. So whether it's on a local base or on a slightly bigger side when it comes to the beer circus, you know, I think the great thing is we like to host great events which encourage people to get on down, try different beers and have a good time. I think it's just a perfect mix for us, really.
Andy, do you need an intern?
Every so often, yeah. I always need help for when I'm doing events and things like that around the UK. Absolutely.
Mate, you got my number.
Yeah, Ewan's helped me out a couple of times on the Rootless Pub, haven't you? Yeah. He's not allowed to drink on those events.
No,
no, it's strictly no drinking. I'm going to have another little bit of this. So what else would you... So what other cuisine would you pair something like that up with?
So,
or can you find something out of every cuisine and go, right, okay, you just need those tasting notes and then...
I think for me, it's all about matching the, you know, the bigger, stronger flavours alongside a stronger flavoured beer. Mm. So we've done some tasting alongside this with cheeses, you know, a nice gorgonzola, something again, or, you know, a blue cheese where actually...
You just said the word cheese and instantly my brain has correlated that and gone,
yeah, absolutely.
No, it is, it's true.
And I think it's fascinating. I think we do these videos where actually our head brewer, Jeremy Marshall, he talks about all sorts of things about the beer. He's quite quirky, in a good way. But I think he actually says that this beer will pair with pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know, we've done it with oysters. You know, it works perfectly again alongside oysters. It's wonderful how diverse beer can be now when it comes to matching alongside food. I know it's going to be one of those comments, but I feel that actually beer matches better with food than wine does these days.
And it's not that controversial anymore. There's a lot of people, I do sometimes some of my events, it's just a real cool thing to do, especially if you can have the small little glasses and they're a nice tray, six of them all lined up for the different courses. Yeah. It's a really, if you're doing a tasting menu, it's a really great way to bring beer into it and kind of rather than wine.
Absolutely. And I've been to some quite nice fine dining restaurants now where actually they've offered both a wine flight and a beer flight to go alongside their tasting menus. And how exciting is that now?
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
As a wine drinker, I agree with you. I actually thought that one that I said wasn't my favourite. Mm-hmm. As soon as you started talking about it with food, I could really see what you meant. So I agree.
Now you've gone. Now I did something with you, Jane. I went. Jane's finished with the IPA, but I went back to the daytime and did the daytime taste. Mm. Different.
Yeah, yeah, different. And actually the tip about actually smelling it was I'd not done that before, and that really worked to me.
I always love I remember back from my actually goes back to my wine tasting days, whenever I used to do big beer tastings or wine tastings, actually it's always so difficult, you get overloaded with smells and tastes. And actually one of the best things that somebody always said to me was, if you ever need to reset your smelling palate side of things, smell the back of your hand. Because you're so used to yourself, you're so used to obviously your own smell, it becomes a neutral smell. So you can then you smell yourself and then go back to smelling the beer again.
Gagging.
Oh, Ewan! Oh, God's sake!
Yeah.
But he'll be used to that smell though. So of course it's a neutral smell. You you kind of tune it out. So of course you smell the back of your hand, and then of course you then go back to whether it's smelling wine, food, beer, whatever. All of a sudden it resets it, and so when you go back to then smelling again, it then opens up and you start to pick up new aromas.
It's like a glass of water for your nose.
Yeah,
we've got a title for the show. The Lagunistas bloke said, smell the back of your hand.
Smell your hand, Jen.
Let's do that, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. I nearly smelling said something else. I always, my head always goes further than everyone else should go. And luckily, I'm quite good at stopping myself saying stuff now.
You're totally killing that bandana, girl.
I think it's
so works. She needs to be made out of green.
Does it look good on me?
You need a Rootless Pub bandana.
I think I might, yeah.
Oh, you need merch.
Swag. I want swag. I want some swag.
You need to merch. Sell merch.
Yes.
That is on the cards as well. So that's like the thing. Yeah, that's something that's...
the merch can't be green.
The merch will come out probably next year now. The merch can't be green. It has to be green. Green's the...
No, because then we can wear it here.
White shaft.
Can't you repaint it for me?
We'll get you to repaint it.
I'm not repainting it. I'm painting him.
You need more light to key out blue, though.
It's fine. We'll figure it out. We can have. We can do a different variation of different things. But yeah, I do. I'm liking the. I'm really liking the idea of all the bear stuff with the bandanas on. Pretty fooling.
Well, another thing is as well. If you start stocking Lagunistas, then you can have those bandanas for the bar staff for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The I am definitely going to start putting this on. It's not something that I've had on the bar before, but I think it would definitely sell really well, whether it's even in bottles or on draft, because obviously on mobile, so it's everything is mined. We just put it on differently. But with the so how do your punk clips and all that work? Have you got all the are all your? We'll talk about that afterwards, shall we?
Can we do the order process? For broadcast?
I'll give you my details later. Live on air. This is how you negotiate a deal, guys. This is how you negotiate a deal. Cool. So where else, if anyone else are in around Birmingham now, wanted to try Lagunitas, where are you around?
So of course, Chungying. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Where we're over on Wednesday. We're in quite a few sites across now. So the Botanist, the Distillery, Digbeth Works, the Plough and Harborne, Prince of Wales in Moseley.
Loads of places. Yeah.
Indian Brewery as well. We're in quite a few places. And that's just naming a few, you know, there are so many more. I think one of the great things is that people are now starting to look more for, you know, a different style of beer. They're looking for more flavour. And that's really where we try to come in with our beers that we offer. It's a beer with a bit more flavour and also diversity. So looking at the two beers we've drunk today, two very different styles. One that helps to lead people into the IPA. So daytime, I think, is a great way to bring people into the this
like
side
beer.
Of beer from, say, a lager.
Yeah.
As I say, not too heavy when you come to drinking it. It's, you know, light in body, 4%, low in calorie. And then, of course,
it's a nice lunchtime pint, isn't it? Out for lunch, having a meal, one of those.
Breakfast.
Oh, breakfast. What time is it now?
We enjoy responsible drinking.
Quarter past 11.
Beer at breakfast is for rugby tours only. When you've got no milk for your coffee.
Or hen parties. My sister's hen party. We had a few espresso martinis, I say, breakfast time.
It's got coffee in it, so that's fine.
That's what we told ourselves. Yeah. That's what we said. And it worked a treat.
You
it got us ready for the day.
You were supposed to give me espresso martinis last week, and you didn't.
Pardon?
You were supposed to give me an espresso martini.
I know.
You were going to bring those in.
Yeah.
You sell that as well.
We were very busy. We were very busy. Yeah, I was supposed to bring stuff last weekend, and we had an event the night before, and I sold out of what I was bringing in. So I could, and he was like, "So you just sold everything?" I was like, "Yes, I did. Yes, yeah.
Business.
I run a business here. I have to sell it. Yes, it's gone. Yeah. So we'll have to do that maybe next week now.
Yeah, cool.
But the this was pretty cool for this week. The
we had guests. We had tastings.
We had guests, we had tastings, yeah. Yay! It worked!
And swag.
That's going to be my... I'm going to put a hashtag swag on this.
Are we going to give away a bit of swag? Do we have a competition?
Yeah. So what?
I've brought some extra bandanas.
Yeah.
I've got some bottle koozies as well.
So. Hold on, I'll go and get the bottle things. Yeah. They're pretty cool. Hold on. Back in a second.
Just Phil.
So we've got... We at Lagunitas, we always love to give things away. I think it's always great when you do an event and actually there's something tangible for people to take away with them. I think it just helps them to remember us by. So here we have, one of our bandanas. This is actually from our beer circus. So yeah, slightly quirky, as I say.
One of those, though.
So we're going to have a couple left over.
Minus one to give away.
And then we have what we have here. It's called a bottle koozie.
Yeah, ditto.
So if we then pop it into the bottle, it's kind of like a wetsuit, but for your beer. So it helps keep your beer cold, but then keeps your hand warm. It's a very Australian thing, if I remember correctly. But yeah, it's just perfect to help keep your beer cold.
Wetsuit for your beer. Yeah. Brilliant.
You have to get these wet or anything like that, or just
No, just leave it as it is.
Love it. Absolutely love that.
Especially when you're having, like a lot of ours, if we haven't got the chillers on or something like that, and they're coming out of ice buckets, your bottles are soaking wet and freezing cold. To be able to say to someone, here you go, we'll pop it in there.
Yeah.
So much nicer experience than just having that freezing cold wet hand.
Yeah.
And then depending on how many you guys take, I've got to find somewhere on the screen where it doesn't come up. There we go. Up against me. I've got a few of the glasses left over as well.
You have to send more of those. Those four are studio
property. I might have some more in my car.
They're studio property. I'm sorry. These four are a set. They belong to...
Yeah, so we'll do. So how are we going to arrange giving these away then? What are we going to do?
We need a question. I think Andy should set a question. Lagunitas based.
It's Lagunitas based.
People can't Google.
They can't Google. Wow. Okay.
They're going to Google everything.
Yeah. Google.
We'll say. We'll do the question on what we've spoken.
How many calories? How many calories are in the daytime? Bottle of daytime that we.
Did you say it in the podcast?
He did say it.
Right.
Yeah.
First person to reply to either marry at therootlesspub.co.uk or stick it on the Facebook feed, because we see the timeline, we'll get the swag.
Perfect. I like it. And I've brought a few extra bottles as well, so we've got a few nice bits in there. So
no, those are taken as well.
Oh, okay, they're all taken as well.
and you can't have everything.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's all mine.
Well,
we'll have to have a look in a minute because I had to close down. If anyone heard any sound feedback earlier on, it was because I had my Facebook on and it started
Andy
doing
did really well to listen to himself for like 45 seconds and still keep talking.
I desperately started going, close down. But we got through it. It's done. Fab. That was absolutely fantastic, guys. Right. If anyone wants to get hold of you, contact you, find out any more information, how do they do that?
So you can get in touch with me through my email, which is andy.milford, just the one L, like the haven, @lagunitas.com.
Also, before you go, your business cards are so cool. When you first showed me this, I was like, so your job title is?
Getting Twiggy with it.
I love that. That's brilliant.
Does Twiggy know?
Yeah, does Twiggy know? I love anything that sets you out different. That's brilliant. Because on my business cards, I always put landlady, and people remember that because it's not MD, it's not CEO. It's not, so that you stand out for things like that. So I think
I think it's great. So I think I've got four different job titles on my business cards. I think I've got one that says I'm Lord of the North. So I look after
your email footer, isn't it? Yeah.
So I think my email footer, it says that I am Beer Hound for Middle Earth and Warden of the North. Mm-hmm. So I look after kind of central UK all the way up to Scotland. So I've got a lovely territory to cover. But the great thing is that they've been so open. It's been like, what do you want as your job title?
Yeah.
And getting Twiggy with it was perfect. I'm actually going in fancy dress for the beer circus next week.
What are you dressing up as?
I'm going as Captain Twiggy. So I've got some old beer towels. You remember the ones you used to have on the bar? Yeah. I've sewn a whole load of them together to make a waistcoat.
Have you actually done that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You have to send in a photograph so we can put it on screen.
I sure will. Absolutely. I'm waiting to. So I did all the main part of the sewing, but I've got somebody who's helped me out with a bit of the hem because that's not my forte. Yeah. I've got a pirate shirt that's going with it, and I've got a captain's hat. So the whole idea with the circus is just go and have fun. And we have a lot of people who dress up in all sorts of things. Like last year I went as Gandalf. So
I'm done. I really hope I can get there next weekend. Sounds fantastic. Miss Jane Weaver, what have you thought about today? Have you enjoyed it?
I've really enjoyed it. It's been great fun. Yeah, great to meet you, Andy, as well. Really good fun. Thank you.
Good. And if anyone wants to contact you, find out any more information about yourselves?
Yeah, well, my business is imaginatively titled Jane Weaver Limited, and I generally go about dressed up as Jane Weaver. If you just Google Jane Weaver Limited, you will get me.
Marveloso. And... you and Rankin. I always forget to get his details. Last 2 weeks we've done it on the trot. Tell us your details, Mr. Rankin.
Manager Rankin, get me @YewAndRankin on Twitter. You can follow my Instagram for my works because I'm a photographer on 12 Space Media. And you can follow the British Tech Network on @BritishTech, or you can go to BritishTechNetwork.com, and that's where the Rootless Pub is hosted. And a quick thank you, because all the bandwidth from that website is picked up by a company called TSO Host. They sponsor us. And they pick all the bandwidth up for Rootless Pub as well. So if you've got any hosting needs, go to tsohost.com And there's an off code, BTN20, will get you 20% off your basket.
Fab. Yes, thank you so much, though, guys. It's always appreciate any bit of help that we get or support is amazing. So I am Mary Louise, your host. If you need to get in touch with me, just contact Mary, M-A-R-I-E, at therootlesspub.com. Or just drop us a line on Facebook page. Please like, subscribe to the iTunes and to the YouTube and on the Facebook page as well. And if you're from a corporate network, drop onto my LinkedIn page. Thank you very much. We shall see you next week. Take care.
Cheers.
Blimey, you loosened up after the beer coma.